Folks, on Tuesday, we've been spending time for, a number of months, maybe even several years now, on participants of the NOLA Coalition, part of the GNO Inc. endeavor in trying to make a difference in our communities across the city of New Orleans and throughout the metropolitan area. Today's a little bit different. We are going to visit with Daphne Barnes, the Executive Director of Workforce for GNO Inc., about their internship program, their innovation internship program, that enters its sixth year. And it's quite an accomplishment. They have quite the story to tell. And with that, Daphne, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. I always enjoy talking about these internship programs. Y'all have a number of not-for-profits within the NOLA Coalition that run internship programs, too. So a lot of complementary activities going on for our young adults here, which I think has been huge and has been really a difference maker.
Well, you know, economic development and workforce development, it all goes hand in hand, and it builds our entire region. That's why we have this internship program. And as you stated, we're looking at this at a variety of levels. We have within the NOLA Coalition a number of youth servant organizations that focus on our high school students. And then we have our internship program that focuses on our two-year and four-year students in our colleges and universities here, both in the state of Louisiana and our students who live in Louisiana but may go to school outside of the state. It's part of our attraction and retention strategy for both our businesses and for our people here.
So this year, you guys placed 45 college students with 39 companies across Southeast Louisiana. You guys also gave me the opportunity to address the cohort, and I really enjoyed that. And I'm assuming no one left the program after hearing my comments, but
oh no! And let me tell you, the parents loved it, and they were like, you know what, this is perfect. I love what Newell had to say, and they're like, we get to see a different side of Newell, and you know, just sharing that knowledge with the students. The interns were still talking about it. I love it.
Well, I truly enjoyed it, and what I really enjoyed was the legacy, of young adults that were involved in the program that are coming back in a different role. Talk to us about that.
So what we see is that we have our interns in our region. One of the biggest challenges facing us is retaining that talented young people after they graduate. We've talked about, from an economic standpoint, the cost of the brain drain. That's what we try to address right here with this internship program. I'm looking back now at, from our second year, you were in the room. We had a gentleman who was in the room who had been with us, interned with one of our companies, and is now employed with that company where he interned and training our next interns for the sixth cohort. So it's a full circle moment, and we do that to give students the opportunity to build meaningful careers right here before they leave to seek opportunities elsewhere. They get that direct exposure, and the employers are gaining access to that talent, and we're seeing the fruits of our labor.
If you would describe for the listening audience the process that these young adults have to go through to even get into the program, it's very competitive.
It's incredibly competitive. And you know what's interesting, Newell? I say this all the time. We don't turn anyone away. We don't say, hey, you don't have a 3.975 GPA. What we do look at is what employers are looking at. We're looking at your professionalism. We're looking at your commitment. We're looking at your preparation. Those are the things that differentiate those who are ready to come into the workforce with those who aren't. And it also becomes a learning opportunity on what to expect when you're transitioning into a professional work environment. So when interns apply, our applications open every September and last through December. The first thing they have to do is get their application in on time. If you don't have your application in on time, that is the first stop point. After that, they're required to show up to a Zoom meeting. We schedule it. and it's during the holiday break. So if you're in college and you feel that, you know, I can't make it happen, we understand. You can't move forward. Try again next year. When you get on that meeting, are you dressed professionally? Is your camera on? Are you able to communicate? Are you answering the questions? Are you paying attention? All these things occur. You know, they have to have all their paperwork in. They go through another set of processes where they then have to go through training with interview prep, resume preparation, all that has to be scheduled by them. And they have to do things as simple as read their emails and pay attention to calendar invites. And you'll be surprised how our over 200 applicants, only 90 of them made it to the actual interview process.
Wow.
So we have 39 companies, and these 90 students had to compete with others who were also competing for same spots within that process, and only half of them made it. Because if you are a company who's looking for a civil engineer, every single civil engineer that makes it through our screening process, you get to interview them. Within 2 days, we conducted about over 500 interviews right here in our offices. It's kind of like speed dating,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They get. You have to make the best impression. You have to stand out. You have to know that company. And it is a competitive process. And they know this from the beginning. And so our companies get to choose who they see, and they know they're getting the cream of the crop. And we've already vetted their professionalism.
Yeah, you know, and what's interesting is you could just the sense I got being in the room with the cohorts is that you got that vibe, right? that they were ready to hit the road running.
Yes.
You know, they were ready.
And, you know, our training partners said the same thing you said, and it happens every year. It's like they get better and better. It's like, you know, the longer you cook your roux, the better your gumbo tastes. That's kind of what it is. In the 6th year, every year, our companies, our training partners are like, this group is special. That's what they said about this group. They are special. They are ready. When they go through, we do professionalism training where they go again. They have a week-long training with professionalism. They're like, this group is different. They finished their pitch competition the week before last. The trainers there said, this group is special. They are ready, and they're hungry, and they're incredibly bright young people. It is wonderful being in a room with them and feeding off that energy that you witness yourself.
Yeah. And you guys, I was the beneficiary. Y'all have allowed me to interview some of the companies involved, you know, and the people that were involved in interviewing the cohorts. And I saw a number of them at that function that day, which I thought was great that they actually show up for that as well. And it was really touching. And I got a chance to talk to them, and they thanked me for the interview and how much they enjoyed it. A lot of them were very nervous about it. You and I have talked about that a couple of times.
Yeah.
But you know, what's interesting is that they always talk about what they learn from the young adults, too.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, and I think that is absolutely the case. What we learn, because it's a two-way street. While we may have industry that are also saying, hey, this is what we need, we have the talent saying, this is what we need. And I think that's the special sauce, kind of that communication piece, and how our interns show up. They show up ready to contribute, and I think that's what makes an impact. I think that's why last summer, for example, 51% of our interns were asked to have an extension with their company. You know, we have a number of interns who have graduated. The ones who have not gone on to higher education, meaning a master's degree or some sort of postdoc or professional school, where they're being hired because they've made that impression and shown they could work. They are coming with ideas, and they learn how to be contributing members to the corporation or organization in which they're working.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like a structured audition that you get for a number of weeks.
Yeah.
And when you think about, you know, being fortunate enough to make it through that process and get that audition like that, you're getting opportunities that most other people will never, ever have.
And that's one of the things that our companies tell us. They were like, they didn't have this. you know, when they were younger, just having that opportunity. And I will always say that paid opportunity.
Yeah.
Our companies are able to actually look at someone, like we have a number of graduating seniors. They're actually able to look and take almost a risk-free assessment of someone, not just from the perspective of they went through interview rounds and I think they'll be a good fit, and then that person decides they're not showing up Monday morning when they're supposed to be hired, no call, no show. They get to take that same graduating senior and have 8 weeks with them, learning them and seeing, is this a person that's a good fit for my company? And growing them to work within your company culture.
Yeah.
And able to make that decision. It's almost like a no-brainer. And that's why we have a 98% company retention rate. That's why companies are looking and hiring our students. That's why I think you may remember me mentioning this. We have interns who are going back to their same companies mm-hmm. because they're being groomed from freshman all the way to senior.
Yeah,
to have a job upon graduation, that's what we want to see, and that's what we're working at.
Well, you know, there's a huge delta between I think they're a good fit for our culture mm-hmm. and I know they're a
yes.
good fit for our culture, right?
Yes. And what that does is it also allows the intern to know, hey, this is where I want to work or where I want to be. Because there are some interns who say, you know, I thought I wanted to do this type of engineering or this type of job. Now that I've done it, maybe it's not for me, and I want to try a different type of company. That allows them to also grow and make sure that there is a good fit on both sides. That's why our matching process is so important. Like our companies rank their top candidates, and also our candidates rank their top companies, and we only match them by the top three. So you will never get someone not matched for a good fit. So people are able to know this, whether it's the company or the intern, and the interns are able to get that work experience even if they are not selected for that job. Because as you know, companies are now looking for you to have experiential experience before they even hire you. So if I'm an engineering intern, if I am a STEM major and I'm doing research, I can say over the past 3 or 4 summers, these are the things that I have done. These are actual things outside of the classroom. These are things in industry where I have true experience working in these areas, and this is how I can benefit your company.
When we I know for some folks it may not sound like a lot of placements, but 45 is a big program when you're talking about
yes.
experiential learning. If there are companies out there that are listening today and they have an interest of maybe participating in the future, where would they go? Because I know this is how y'all have grown this program, but it's so important, you know, to give these young adults a taste of what we actually have here, right at home, the place that
right
we
here.
Call home, right?
Yes. So if a company was interested, well, the first thing we always say is they have to fit into the particular sectors in which we work. We do focus on those high-wage, high-growth sectors that where we see that industry demand right here in the New Orleans region and where our companies are telling us they need the work. So it's geoing focus areas. So, of course, it's generalized STEM. So that's science, technology, engineering, mathematics. That is the general, you know, kind of bucket. But within that, we also have future energy or our all of the above energy strategy. So that's both renewable and non-renewable energy processes. So if your companies that fit into those buckets, there we go. We also look at startups. We work with a number of our startups in innovation, engineering, private equity and venture capital, and maritime trade and logistics, which is the track that we launched this summer in response to industry demand.
Yeah. So, and you know, and I just throw this out to folks that are involved with companies. Take advantage of this opportunity. You learn a lot about these kids. I've talked to, as I said, y'all have made companies available to me, and I've been amazed by how excited they are about this program and the returns that they've had. And what's really amazing is that there have been suggestions and opportunities for the cohorts to kind of look at these companies critically, you know, in certain little nuanced ways and in certain silos. And they've actually implemented their observations, which, you know, I love. And I mean, when you have that early onset success as a young professional like that, I mean, it's just so meaningful, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I always say, we're building something bigger than an internship program, Noel. We're building a talent ecosystem for New Orleans and our entire region, really. So when our students who, whether they are in school here or if they decided to go to school out of state, we need them to be able to discover the opportunity here and bring them back. Talent attraction and retention is critical. And when companies can find the talent here, they grow here. And that's how you create long-term economic prosperity for our entire region.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean,
And success breeds success, right? I mean, it just goes hand in glove with it. And then, you know, it's interesting, too. You correct me if I'm wrong, but I got the sense that a lot of the companies that had never really communicated with one another as a result of this program, they've made connections and have established relationships, both businesses and otherwise, as a result of this program, right?
100%. We have laboratories working with other laboratories talking about how they could collaborate on different testing and different products. We have different engineering organizations. What's really funny is how at the closing ceremony, when we talk about the certifications the students have gotten, like industry-based certifications, how the competition starts and they're like, oh, y'all did this, so we're going to make sure our intern does this.
Right.
And the competition that comes within the companies as they're looking at the talent and then seeing, you know, how they can all work together and how, you know, a rising tide lifts the entire ships, right?
Yep.
And so that's what we're seeing, where our companies are communicating more and saying, this is what we need to communicate and say where we need our talent pools developed. And they come through us. And that's our job at GNO Inc.
Yeah. I was really impressed. And Daphne, thank you so much for the invite and the opportunity to address the cohorts. I mean, I've talked about it a lot, but it was good to see it in action, right? And to see the excitement amongst the young adults and the excitement of the sponsoring corporations. And then, as I told them, you know, when you look at the corporations involved and then you also look at the umbrella corporations that are helping finance and fund this operation, they got some of the greatest cheerleaders in America pulling for them. I said, you don't know how fortunate you are, because, you know, I don't ever remember having a group of cheerleaders like that in my corner, I can promise
you. Completely committed to their success. That's why they continue to invest. So we're talking about Louisiana Works. So we're talking about, you know, at the state level. We're talking about Chevron, Boeing. You know, a number of major companies are committed to these young people's success.
Yeah, well, I think one was the Walton Family Foundation.
The Walton Family Foundation, the Brown Foundation. I mean, these people are saying, this is important. We have to be committed to our region, and we have to grow it. And they're putting their money where their mouth is, and they're investing in our talent.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Continued success, and I know it'll happen with this program. 6 years of the Innovation Internship Program. Folks, you can go to the GNO Inc. website if you want to participate or you want some more information. Just ask for Daphne Barnes. That's what everybody does when they call GNO Inc., but it's okay. Executive Director of Workforce for GNO. You definitely want to talk to Daphne, not Michael. We all know that.
I'm not co-signing on that one. You know. You're going to get me in trouble.
No comment. You can say no comment. We'll be right back, folks. Thank you, Daphne.
Thank you, Noel.
We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.